Friday movie time. Here's a deal for you. Why don't you go see a movie this weekend? Rafer Guzman is here, film critic for Newsday, takeaway movie contributor, and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Good morning, Rafe.
Good morning.
So I saw one review of Captain America, The Avenger, which kind of suggests it should have come out back in 2003, that it's sort of old hat and over the hill this weekend. And after the anticipation of Harry Potter, which was realized.
Yes.
What did they get? They pulled in like a half billion or something in the single
right.
weekend.
Right.
What's the anticipation of Captain America, the Avenger, going to deliver in your view?
Well, I think the film faces a real uphill battle. I think it's coming at the tail end of summer. We've already seen a lot of superhero movies, a lot of bad superhero movies. I think there's this general sense that the studios are kind of digging into the bottom of the barrel and pulling out the B-list caped crusaders at this point.
All right, so low expectations from Rafer Guzman. Let's hear a clip.
I took the liberty of coming up with some options. This one's fun. She's been fitted with electrical relays that allow you to...
What about this one?
No, that's just a prototype.
What's it made of?
Vibranium. It's stronger than steel and a third the weight. It's completely vibration absorbent.
How come it's not a standard issue?
That's the rarest metal on Earth. What you're holding there, that's all we've got.
I don't know quite what to make of that, but what did you make of this movie?
I have to say I really loved it.
Really?
I was really bowled over by it. I think it's a handsome-looking, beautiful movie. It's got great acting, great script.
Smart?
Very smart. Very romantic. A lot of fun. Chris Evans, who's kind of the unknown in this, he plays Captain America.
And he does more than just throw a shield around?
You know what he really reminded me was of Christopher Reeve in Superman. This kind of unknown quantity who just has this innate goodness. You just believe him as the good guy. It's a great thing to see.
Fantastic. All right. Captain America, The Avenger. Rafer Guzman says go see it. Our other movie this morning is Friends with Benefits, which it seems to me the premise here is instead of when Harry met Sally, it's when Harry had a one-night stand with Sally and what happened next.
Right, right, and decided to keep it going and not have any emotions involved. That's basically it, yes.
So this is deliberately about people who set out to have superficial relationships and find, tragically, they can't pull it off.
That's correct.
Who we got in the cast here?
It's Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, of course. You couldn't hope for two better-looking people, of course, and that's always nice to see, right? You
know? And Timberlake was great in Social Network.
He was. He actually plays another internet entrepreneur in this movie, kind of a sort of a Nick Denton gawker type,
and he's got a piece of what he actually bought into some company. He's a
in the movie, you mean?
No, in reality, I mean he's got this like identity that's. I'll think of it in a moment. But anyway, what did you think of this? Friends with Benefits.
I thought it was. I like these two actors. I think the movie's trying a little too hard to be edgy, raunchy, crass, flip. It wants to be the anti-romantic comedy, but of course it can't because it's a romantic comedy.
Is that just because you're such a tough, coarse, fellow
Rafer? I don't think so. Come on, yeah. I fell in love with Captain America. I think the real problem to me, at least, is there's just not that much chemistry between Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis.
Date movie here, possible?
I mean, it's a rated R, and there's a lot of crass humor. It depends on who your girlfriend is, I suppose.
I see. A married guy has no expertise to give us there. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, Takeaway Movie contributor, and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. That's a thumbs up on Captain America and
indeed
a kind of a thumbs down on Friends with Benefits.
Yeah, I would say.
Have a good weekend, Rafer.
You too.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.